So, Stitch,
thank you.
Can you tell us what is happening in the summer?
Yeah, I will try. I hope there will be less COVID and that we can all do happy little dances all summer. So there is a hacker camp, and this session is basically a meet and greet. So there's only a few introductory slides of what is happening, what does it look like, where's the organization standing, and you can do some questions for the recorded bit, and then we can do, like, close the session in recording, and then you can ask all the things that we do with money laundering and fraud and embezzlement and such. You can ask Laura some more detailed questions. Basically, everything we do as an organization of a hacker camp is open, from the permit to whatnot, the budget and such. So, it's not really so much that we can hide. Only the passport of me and some other people are private. So, May Contain Hackers is a hacker camp this summer, from the 22nd to the 26th of July. And it was postponed for 1 year. COVID came, and then the EMF 2020 got cancelled. Like, this is the cycle of hacker camps over the years. So you basically have a Dutch camp, you have the British camp, the German camp, and this is the CCC logo from the shoe store. I know, I'm sorry. I made a slide in 1 minute. And COVID came, EMF got cancelled, and everybody was sad. Then MCH got cancelled last year, which was really not funny. Luckily, we refunded everybody because, like, prices have gone up insanely, and, well, that sucks. So this year there will be two large hacker camps, EMF, in the UK in 2 weeks, and in 1.5 months there will be one in the Netherlands, that's May Contain Hackers. So what does it look like? This is the camp from 2017, which has the name SHA, and for branding purposes or something, we change the name every time, so we have to promote the event every time, like, from scratch, and it sucks, but that's the way the orga wants it, so I'm fine, we have to deal with that. Coming up with the name is basically the hardest part of the hacker camp. We do a contest for that, and it's like a month, and we had like 40 submissions of names and concepts and mood boards, and eventually it got down to May Contain Hackers. It was the funniest. And like, the domain was, I think, registered 5 minutes before we chose, like, the top three suggestions were domain registered, and then the choice was made. You know how that works. So what does it look like? Yeah, it's pretty big. It has a harbor on the top left. It has these huge track tents, and the new layout of the terrain will be much different. There's some pictures from the past event. Like, we had these illuminated tree lines, lots of LEDs and lights, of course, lasers. Poffertjeskraam next to the SHA sign. The Crocodile Lake, which will not be happening this year because it's a lot of work. It looks so simple, but it isn't. And of course, we have close contact with the authorities. They sometimes drive over the terrain. They don't know how to deal with computers. And we gave them a flamingo so they would stand out a bit more. So it also had a nice electronic badge. I'll come back to that later. There was a harbor, of course, the datum close, you know, from every other hacker camp, a lounge, ransomware on your badge. So, and of course, track tents. There were three track tents with a capacity of about capacity about 1,000 and one of 500 or something like that, if I remember correctly. So this time there's some new things happening, and I'm really happy that those things are happening. It's first of all, it's the electronic badge that has had an upgrade. I've got a sample with me if you want to touch and show. It's an old sample, and they changed a little bit. They tried different colors. I don't know if that will be final. They added some holes that you can easily tie it around your a strap or something. But the chipset remained the same. Also, please do not ask where we got the chips from. We just have the chips, all right? It has a color display, an FPGA. It has an ESP32, so you can run Python. And basically, if you're a complete novice to programming, you can do something with, for example, making LEDs go on and off, or display something on the screen. So it's really a friendly way with a web UI. You can plug it into your computer, and you have this nice web UI. You can upload your scripts and such. That's new. The network team is working really hard, and it's still unconfirmed, but there will be a 200 gigabit uplink if everything goes well, and that's pretty nice for a field. There's 10 gigabit for everybody, so all the copper ports on the fields are 10 gigabit. So basically you need 20 people with their 10 gigabit laptops, and finally we have the uplink completely saturated, and that was the goal for the network team for like 20 years now. So this is your chance to make them happy. There's going to be a experimental new sound system in one of the tracks, the Abacus track. And this is a bit weird. It is a sound system that does directional audio. And basically, if you have this crowd of people here, I can pinpoint like this area, and you hear Rick Rolls, and the rest hears something else. So that's, we can annoy people, or we can say like the left of the room hears like music, I don't know, Armin van Buuren, and the right hears like the Commissaris Rex team. And it does not mingle, it does not interfere. Right. And it has, or it can do even more weird things, like the front rows hear something different than the back rows. So there, we're able to play with that. It's a German-based company, and it will be announced soon, the name and such. You can ask after the talk what the company name is. And for the first time, we don't have a fully black or gray dark hoodie. But we just have a purple sleeve, and like we went all overboard and tried to make no money on the hoodies. So they're like 50 euros now, and they cost 52 euros to make or something. So it's totally ridiculous. Get one. And of course, yeah, the normal stuff for a hacker camp such as this. So the normal people that we now have a chance to see here at GPN again. So I'm really happy that this event is going through, even with the masks. And I'm really impressed that, like, for Dutch standards, the Dutch are really opportunistic assholes, basically. So they drop masks whenever they can. And to see that the perseverance and everybody wearing a mask here is top notch. So I'm really, this is really impressive. There's a harbor, there's tracks, three track tents, three workshop tents. There will be a few villages with content and such. Of course, lasers and flamethrowers and other dangerous things. The MCH payment system, if you've not heard about it, you can pay with ball pit balls, is the idea. The three biggest retro gaming groups from the Netherlands are joining, and they have like an arcade and game consoles, home computers. In tradition, we are still making a loss on the parking. If you've seen the ticket prices for the parking ticket, they are outrageously expensive, and we still make a loss on them. So it's like they doubled the price somehow. It's really insane. Capture the flag, of course, heaven. So if you do like angel shifts, you just, there's like unlimited food and such. So that's that. And the first speakers have also been announced. So like it's this is the first time this image is shared, by the way. So we announced Mikko Hipponen and someone, I forgot their name, from Bellingcat, the OSINT research organization, which does really nice things. And this is, there's another speaker that does has a new vulnerability and does ownage of the Nintendo 64 and the TAS bot. So if you've watched Awesome Games Done Quick, there's this bot that plays games and this person shows what that bot does and such. It's really, really nice. And of course, the practical things like from zero to root in 120 minutes and introduction to WordPress hacking. So if you want your practical skills to be sharpened, that's the thing you can expect at a conference like this. The terrain will also be radically different from last time. It's basically weirder. Last time we just had everything, and now there's a camping way on the top that's not in the picture. There's this pink area by scouting that we cannot access. There's the area at the top we cannot access, on top right. And we radically changed everything in the setup. So the stages are now on the fields here on the south. There's this quiet camping over here on the right. And if you want to have really quiet, silent camping, you can go to the right and all the way to the lake over there. It's really nice, but it's also a bit of a walk to get to the conference. There will be a family village again. So if you've got kids, then you will have a lot. We meet a lot of parents who also bring their kids, and there will be a track and entertainment and such. One of my favorites from Xia was the workshop making bombs, and it was in the family village, so for children. But if that's next to your keynote speaker, like you have a keynote talk and like a whistleblowing thing, or how the NSA tracks you, and the second thing on the list is making bombs, it's like context is somewhat relevant. Regarding ticket sales, we're doing pretty well given COVID and everything. There's the dark purple thing is this event, MCH. And the lines on the back is the Xia ticket sales from a way ago. And you see on where the black rectangle ends, there's two white dots. The lower white dot is the official number that is published on the Grafana and such. And the dot above that is the number including the reserve tickets that we have for sponsors and such. They are already out, but they have not been handed out yet. So. We're doing pretty well. It's slightly above the previous amount of sales, and there will be a moment like in a few weeks where we'll discuss like this will be the final number of participants, and then we have a countdown and such, and we hope that helps with ticket sales a little bit. That's what we did last time as well, and you see like this graph going up and in more steeper curve. So 2 months to go now. The orga itself, it's a lot of volunteers, of course, just like all these hackers events we know. And we have got a lot of teams, and there's a lot of green teams, and that means that they're doing pretty well. They're staffed well, they have budgets and they bought things and such. There's a few red things as well. There's the need for 1, 2, or 3 people to organize stuff. If you want to know what that entails, what needs to be done, you can ask afterwards. I've got a small list of vacancies that are the most important for the camp. So the info desk, I think waste stuff, and the shuttle, and the rest is probably going to work out, but not happily if there's no people. So this is where the organization is at now. Pretty nice score. There should be parking on there. If not, but it's on the thing there. Lastly, the important dates. The 18th of June, there will be the last physical orga meeting, barbecue and party. The first also in the series, so normally we would have like a party and a barbecue every few months, but COVID, so stuff happened online, and now it's the first time that we can have a party, so we're going to do that. And in July we will start preparing the field. The 15th of July there will be the first people on site, and the heaven will be built up, and the big tracks, and then the later, the smaller stuff afterwards. On the 20th, the most villagers can arrive. They are allowed to arrive a little bit earlier, so they have setup time, so they can actually enjoy the event instead of being busy with 2 days build up during the event and 1 day build up during the event. And actually, we have 1 day of event, so it's a bit nicer. And somewhere at the end of the year, there will be an after party, probably in Hack 42 in Arnhem, which is close to the German border. So that's it for the orga thing. Oh, sorry. I